Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, the San Antonio Spurs beat writer for Ken's 5 in San Antonio. Hope you had a great weekend, and you're back for another long week here at Locked On Spurs as we get ready for the upcoming NBA season. What are we talking about today? Well, we have a very special guest. We have Todd Ramasar. He is the agent for Spurs, Josh Primo, and he's with Life Sports Agency. We're going to take a little different route with Todd in this interview. We're going to be looking at his client, Josh, and getting to know him better. You know, Spurs fans, they know he was picked number 12. They know maybe it was a little surprising. They know what led up to it. Combine, Todd's chat with GM Brian Wright. But what about the player? And also maybe Todd will open up and give us a little bit insight into what is life as an agent. Because, Todd, you deserve some shine too, don't you?
Well, if you want to give it to me, Jeff, then I'll certainly take it. But I'm definitely not seeking it.
I know, absolutely. No, I always feel that it's always the other guy that there's many teams, you know, many people, many moving pieces in an NBA player's life. And you are a big part of Josh Primo's life right now. First of all, Todd, thank you for hopping on Locked On Spurs.
No, thanks for having me, Jeff. I look forward to our conversation today, and it's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and dive right into this. And look, it's been well documented about the Spurs and the process of landing Josh at number 12, whether it be his play at the combine, your chat, as mentioned earlier, with Brian Wright and the team. But I think we want to take a different route in this chat with you, trying to get to know him, your client, Mr. Primo. You know, who is he like on and off that court? You know, community vibe, all that good stuff. Because frankly, the Spurs and the city of San Antonio are, you know, are very community focused. And I think that's going to bode well for him as he takes on his next chapter in his pro career. So I guess I just want to get to it. Is he just a typical teenager? You know, he's 18 years old, you know, loves to play the video games. And is he mature beyond his years?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Jeff. He is in a lot of ways a typical teenager, but in other areas, in terms of his maturity, he's wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
So there's a unique balance that he has, obviously, as it relates to the business and him now embarking on his professional career in the NBA. You know, that was something in terms of the maturity that was identified not just by the Spurs, but from some, you know, from other NBA teams that were interested in drafting him. And so, you know, there's the innocence of him being an 18 year old, but then there's also the life experience that he's had, you know, through his own experiences that has allowed him to have that maturity that I think is going to allow him to be, have a very successful NBA career sooner rather than later.
That was very apparent in his initial media session with the Spurs and the Spurs media. The moment he put on that draft cap, and that's one thing that I walked away from was just, wow, you know, he was really well spoken, carried himself well, handled questions like a pro, even gave us a little insight into, you know, some of his life experiences, you know, maybe not in depth, but when he mentioned about being picked number 12 and his mom's birthday on the 12th, you know, I thought that was very, very nice. And you're right. You know, he went through, you know, a tragedy early in his life with his mother. And it seems to me that along with maybe other life moments in such an early, you know, he's so young that I think we forget that he's 18 years old and he's already made it to this level, Todd.
Yeah. And, you know, also, you know, the fact, even though Canada is our next door neighbor, you know, it's still considered international because it's not US. And even though there's a lot of similarities, as I've spent a lot of time in Canada with my client, my clients on the Toronto Raptors, there is some differences culturally. And so for somebody so young, like Josh, you know, at the time, 17 years old, checking into college, and then less than a year later being drafted 12 to the Spurs, embarking in his pro career, there's a lot of maturity there for him, not just due to his age, but also the fact that, you know, here's an international player establishing himself in the U.S. at the highest level of professional sports, or as it relates to basketball in the NBA, and handling himself that way, I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he handled himself very well in the initial meeting, and I'm anticipating the same once the season gets going. But before he embarks on the regular season of the NBA in just a few short weeks, his summer league play really opened eyes. It really, really did. He facilitating well, scoring well. Even when he had his little slumps, he bounced back the following game. I get it. It was a small sample size, a few games, but nevertheless, it was very, very awesome to see him play great. What did that signal as far as his developments, and his NBA outlook?
I think, it was no surprise to me. I know it was no surprise to the Spurs. I think for maybe casual fans or people that were unfamiliar with who Josh Primo was and why he was drafted, with the Spurs lottery pick, I think that answered a lot of questions, especially seeing that he's only 18 years old competing against players that are much older than him. Mm-hmm. Josh is going to be the youngest player in the NBA this upcoming season. And I think for them to see just what his abilities are on the court in terms of, shooting or, playmaking and just bringing this winning mentality. And then there's other things that I look at, and these aren't things that I've coached him on. It's just things that are innate in him in terms of like just how he talks to the officials or thanks them after a game or introduces himself before a game and, interacting with his teammates and, the other great indicators, like even when he's made a mistake or missed the shot, his body language is always positive, right? It's always upbeat. He comes back the next possession if it's on the offensive end, and he makes a play, or he's not even thinking about the last one. So I think if people were paying attention, that's what they saw on him, and the fact that, hey, Mother Nature hasn't even taken its course in terms of not just his physical development, but his mental and emotional development. You could see that he has a bright career ahead of him.
Does he see the fact that he will be the youngest player in the league next season? And whether it be chats with you or just you knowing him on a personal level, do you think he embraces that, just embraces that challenge to say, hey, look, yeah, I know I'm the youngest guy out here, but I got something to show y'all.
I'll say this, Jeff, for any of my clients, including Josh, we know what circumstances are, but we don't use them as excuses. Right. So, if he's facing adversity or there's a challenge or we're talking about something, there's times where I will acknowledge, hey, you're going to train hard. We got to put in the work, but understand, you may still be growing, literally growing, right? Inches or putting on weight, or, your muscles are getting adjusted to, how rigorous the NBA training is now and at the level of what your conditioning needs to be. So it's not something that I will point to or Josh will point to in terms of, kind of shrugging your shoulders and say, hey, I'm only 18. No,
right.
It's, right. In terms of, in some ways, being patient, but not using that as an excuse to not putting the quality of work in or keeping the intensity at a high level and doing something at the highest level possible that you see the greatest players currently in the NBA doing, or even some of what the past greats have done before him.
Doctor created, doctor recommended. I'm talking about sweat block. Look, excessive sweating is not happy to talk about. It's not one of those good things. You're not happy when you're talking about if you're sweating a lot. Good thing there is sweat block. Works up to 7 days per use. Dry shirt guaranteed. If sweat block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. Featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters, and it's the bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 reviews. Manufactured in the USA. Wear what you want to wear. Your little secret of confidence. This is a must-have for everyone's toiletry bag. Whether it's a big presentation or a hot date, everybody will benefit. I get it. There are a few things in life that aren't just fun to talk about. Excessive sweating is one of them. Look, you don't want to have to worry about sweating through your shirts no more. You don't have to worry about pitting out. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. That's why I use SweatBlock antiperspirant wipes. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out SweatBlock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON. Or you can go to Amazon or to CVS. Again, no more pitting out. No more picking shirts based on which one will hide the sweat better. Get 20% off at sweatblock.com. Do you know 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time than you. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero is going to show you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stake, winner takes all, you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You are in total control. Stat Hero is a DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back your first play. That's a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. stathero.com/lockedon. We're talking with Todd Ramasar. He is the agent for Spurs, Josh Primo. He's with Life Sports Agency. Go check it out, lifesportsagency.com. Todd, you know, we know that, you know, mentally, you know, you mentioned that he's mature, you know, for his age. He understands what the road is ahead of him. But, you know, we were talking about that G League, the Summer League performance, that development, you know, obviously, you know, the Spurs are high on his upside. You know, physically, he's not even there yet, as you highlighted. And, you know, and he still has a lot to learn, at least for the NBA level. We know he has the skill set. But, you know, speaking of development, there's a chance that he could see, you know, a lot of his playing time next season in the G League with the Austin Spurs. I'm under the impression that he's going to embrace that. He's going to embrace that if it does end up panning out that way. How important is it for him to go through that Spurs developmental process?
Yeah, it's something. Obviously, the Spurs, with their leadership being intact for now a few decades and having success, you know, we have to trust their process and their experience in terms of developing some of the great players that have come through that organization. But at the same token, it's, you know, I always say this again for Josh or any of my clients, and even for myself, is I don't ever want any of my clients getting put in a box. Mm-hmm. And what I mean from that is, you know, it should never be predetermined what an individual has to do in terms of their own development, because right. As I say, they may be a unicorn. They may be different. Their experiences or their skill or their process may be different than those before him, in this case, before Josh. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, is, you know, this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, development for an NBA player, especially as young as Josh, comes down to not just the individual work that they may be doing with the player development coaches, but also the reps, that the high quality reps that they'll get in a game. And if those reps have to come or mm-hmm. be supplemented with a G League experience, which is still a development league, or why it's called a development league, then mm-hmm. so be it, because he'll need the reps. But I never want to say, yeah, yes, he's going to be mm-hmm. in the G League, right. Most of the season. It's like, it's conversations he and I have had and that we'll embrace. But at the same token, he's going in there with a mentality that, hey, I'm trying to compete, help my team win games at the NBA level, and whatever I'm asked to do, he's going to trust, and then just continue growing, understanding that this is a marathon, not a sprint, as it relates to his career development.
Absolutely. You hit it on the head right there. Brian Wright, after the draft, highlighted that in the media session, saying that the team, the coaches have going to let Josh develop on his own timeline, on his own pace, you know, to let him become the player that they know he can become. How important was that for you guys to hear that?
I think it was crucial. Mm-hmm. It was crucial because you want to have the support of an organization from that standpoint, but also it's an acknowledgement that the player is unique, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the Spurs have had great players, Hall of Fame players, you know, the David Robinsons, the Tim Duncans, and, you know, obviously Ginobili, Parker. Mm-hmm. They've had experience with international players similar to Josh and some of those players coming in not too far off from Josh's age. Mm-hmm. And again, you want to trust that they have the experience in terms of development. But also them saying that is an acknowledgement that, hey, although we have this experience and we know what works, we're going to treat Josh as a unique individual that he is and nurture that so that his development is on his own timeline, opposed to comparing it or putting mm-hmm. it in the box of other players' development.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's great for him as well as the franchise itself, because, you know, grooming players, letting them get on their own timeline, you know, and to become, to maximize them in the good way versus rushing the process. You know, yeah, it's a fine line, but I'm also glad to see the Spurs are taking that approach with your client, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jeff, I'll say this too, is mm-hmm. you know, I was rewatching Kobe Bryant's Muse, and it was interesting, you know, in terms of early in his career in the Utah series, he shoots a series of air balls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that could have been a point in his career early on that either, obviously we know the outcome of Kobe's career in terms right. of his greatness and championships, but it could have gone the other way in terms of him losing confidence based on how he would have responded to that adversity early on, right? It could have killed his confidence. And if he would have sulked or not been in the gym the next day, all day working on his game and then going forward with his work ethic, then that could have very easily been the outcome, right?
Right.
And that's where those reps or that failure or that adversity is great for any player's development, because no matter how much you know, resources I may put around Josh or the Spurs, he needs to experience as the best teacher. Mm-hmm. As I would always say, he has to experience those adversities, or I don't even want to call it failure, but lessons, to then be able to respond to them with his competitiveness to push even harder.
Absolutely.
Especially when no one's watching.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that too, because in last week's episode of Locked On Spurs, we put Primo in the spotlight. You know, talk about him looking forward to next season, and I was of the opinion of, hey, throw him in the fire. I was like, put him out there on the NBA stage, let him get those reps. I mean, how else he's going to learn? But I absolutely agree with you as well. You know, it's just such a fine line, you know, because there's, you know, trial by fire, on the job training. And then there's, you know, development. So, yeah, absolutely. But at the end of the day, you know, yeah, the Spurs are, you know, taking the right approach with your client, Doc. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to keep up with all the parts you need. That's why you have rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Don't go spending up to 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers online and in person for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for each and every customer. They get everything you need, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you go there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
Yeah, and I'm confident, Josh, yeah. You know, like any player, you got to earn the right to get those minutes. It's not automatic that, hey, you're a lottery pick. I'm going to get those minutes. And even if you do, if you're not performing or gaining the confidence of the coaching staff or front office based on the work you're putting outside of the game, then, you know, then you're not going to continue to earn those minutes or earn the confidence of the organization. But I'm confident that Josh, you know, Josh loves the game. You could always find him in the gym. You could always find him, you know, working with coaches and getting the reps in. He's in Los Angeles currently, post summer league, just continuing to get reps, working on his body, and in preparing to come to San Antonio, actually this weekend, to just start prepping with the coaches and getting ready for vet camp at the end of this month, before that transitions in the preseason and then the regular season. So I'm confident in Josh and how, you know, what, you know, how he's built. Now it's just, you know, you just have to kind of just trust and just move forward, just putting the work in.
I'm glad you brought up that he's doing his thing right now in LA and, you know, making his way to San Antonio, because that was my next question to you is, you know, his off season. You highlighted just right now that he's working on the game. I mean, obviously he's bulking up, getting ready for his NBA debut. What has he been saying in the lead up? You know, when there's only just a few more weeks before camp and, you know, preseason, I'm assuming he's just raring to go and chomping at the bit.
He is. And really his mentality right now is he's getting ready for the season. You know, I tell my clients, advise them, don't look too far ahead, you know, just focus on the present and respecting every rep, every workout, every single day, and then being proactive about your overall, you know, health and wellness as it relates to just like injuries or, you know, or I should say injury prevention. So he's already starting to put in work to get ready for the season and reporting to the Spurs. And we're in constant contact with the front office and the coaching staff and trainers. So even though he's not in San Antonio, they do have a pulse on everything that he's doing, so that his transition to the Spurs full time is going to be seamless, you know, starting next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, cross the fingers that he definitely hits it out of the park, and I'm sure he will. I take it Josh has not been to San Antonio yet physically. He hasn't been there yet.
No, he has been post draft. He was there for practices prior to summer league in Salt Lake City and then also Las Vegas. So he's there. He's already has his housing and everything set up, and he, like I said, it should be a very seamless transition when he moves there full time.
And what has been his first impressions of the city, you know, the city of San Antonio?
He loves it.
Yeah.
You know, he and his family love it. You know, it should be noted, like, part of the reason, you know, I think Josh is a Spur is he was a Spur even before the Spurs drafted him. He just has the makeup. If the Spurs or any of the fans were checking boxes for any of you know, the players that have had success in a Spurs uniform and in that community, he checked all the boxes. So for him, it was a dream come true being drafted by the organization, and it's just, you know, it's just meant to be. Like I said, it's just now it's just understanding that it's a process and just continue putting in the work on and off the court and into the community and let history, I trust history will take its course with Josh in that uniform.
You know, speaking of uniform, I want to circle back to when he was wearing the summer league uniform. What was the feedback like from the coaching staff on his play? Were there any words of advice for him? Maybe some, you know, things to work on post summer league leading up to training camp. What was that like?
Yeah, I won't get into the details of that, Jeff, but it was very positive. And it wasn't so much the games, it was the practices. And, you know, it's telling about players and what their trajectory is going to be, not on how they play in games, but how do they approach practice. And it's not necessarily just even the work or the performance on the court between the lines. It's how is their approach in terms of being timely, showing up to practice, putting in work before and after, their interactions with their teammates, the coaching staff, the trainers, the strength trainers, like, are they a professional? And if players have that understanding and the approach very early on in their career, or in Josh's case at 18 years old, those are the ingredients for a very successful career moving forward in terms of having a great outcome.
I was in Las Vegas for part of the summer league. I did kind of the middle to the end. And that was one thing that stood out for me when I was watching games, watching Josh play, even when he was on the bench. No matter on or off that court, he was cheering on the team. He was the first guy up to greet the guys coming off the court and slapping hands, you know, on that court. And I know he can score. He even told me that he feels that his ball handling skills are one of the most underrated parts of his game. But I really thought, like, wow, he is really that team oriented, team first mentality. He's gonna fit well in San Antonio, Todd.
I think so too.
Yeah.
You know what you're seeing from Josh is, you know, when we're talking about who Josh is as a person, there's just not only this humility, but this innocence of Josh that when you meet him, you just sense that everything about him is genuine. And who he is off the court is who he is on the court that you described, Jeff. And I think that's, again, that's I think what we've sensed, or even I've sensed from some of the great players before him that have donned that uniform, the Spurs uniform. So that's who Josh is. And I know that's who he'll continue to be moving forward.
Absolutely. We're talking with Todd Ramasar. He is the agent for Spurs, Josh Primo. He's with Life Sports Agency. Visit the website, lifesportagency.com. Just a few more questions, Todd, before I let you go and enjoy some time away from this show. I get it. I'm just kidding with you. But what would you say? You know, I told you that Josh told me that he felt that his handles, you know, are one of the most underappreciated parts of his game. But what would you say are the few things that are most underappreciated about Josh on and off the court?
I can't say what's underappreciated. Yeah. I think it's more of what people are just unfamiliar with. You know, I think, you know, I've gotten the pleasure of getting to know Josh in the pre-draft process, and not just him and his family. I give a lot of the credit to Josh's success to his family, in terms of how they raised him and who they are as people. They're phenomenal. And for Josh, in terms of what people can expect from him, is they're going to see a lot in his game and his personality that maybe they didn't expect, or they, you know, until they see over time, they'll trust that that's just who Josh is, in terms of, again, that humility or who he is in the community and everything else. But what I would say is that they also need to understand that he is 18 or 18 and a half. And, you know, who he is today is not necessarily who he'll be tomorrow. You know, I anticipate that he's going to continue to grow and he's going to be better as he gets more experience, not just, you know, being a professional, but in life. So there's a lot. I don't want to talk too much to it.
Sure. But
like Josh is touched on, you know, his handle, his ability to create, you know, being a great teammate. I think as people meet him, they'll say, wow, you know, he's 18 and a half, but he looks like he's 16. And I tease Josh about it. they're going to see level, you know, his maturity on the court. They're also going to see the fact that he's 18 on the court. Right. And he's learning and figuring things out. And then, you know, I think from his humility and how genuine he is, they're going to see that, you know, I think oftentimes when we see superstars, we think this attitude accompanies that. I think Josh is different, in which he has all the potential to be a great player in this league, but there's going to be a sense of, I think the best way to describe it that I saw is Giannis after winning the championship is this, you see him between the lines as this aggressor in willing his team to a championship. And then in the interviews post-championship, you just see this innocence and this humility that's mm-hmm. behind him. I see a lot of that in Josh in terms of that humility and, mm-hmm. And this innocence in terms of an appreciation of just in this case, wearing a Spurs uniform, but being grateful to be an NBA player and the opportunity that he has to play in this, in a great league at the highest level. So
I can, yeah. I could tell he was ready. And by the way, I could definitely relate to Josh and having a baby face. I'm not going to give out my age, but I get that a lot. Nobody believes how old I am when I tell them. They're like, no way. No, prove it. Prove it. So, Josh, I get it. I understand what you're going to. I will be there for you if you need to have a chat, Josh. But nevertheless, yeah, you know, young guy, you know, a pro already. He's done so much. And just 18 years old, realizing, you know, his pro career dreams came true. Has he ever sat back with you and said, like, wow, this happened. This is happening. Like, has that realization hit him yet?
Yeah, it did after his yeah. name was called by the Spurs. You know,
I bet.
You know, all these young men in the draft, you know, things happen so quickly. And I give credit, you know, to all these players and young men because and their families because with, you know, with the pandemic, everything is off base. It's not normal circumstance that I've been accustomed to throughout my whole career. Things are moving much faster. You know, here they are going through the draft process, flying to each team, interviewing with teams, going through the combine, more workouts, more pressure, seeing the media coverage, and then boom, draft night, July 29th.
Yeah.
They're hearing their name called. And then, and oftentimes, and I don't know if fans know this, like the draft goes late into the night. They have mm-hmm. to jump in a lot of cases on flights early mm-hmm. the next morning and then fly to their team. Well, with COVID protocols, health and safety protocols in place, it's not the norm. Sometimes family can't accompany them. So in Josh's case, he had to travel by himself to San Antonio, new city, new organization, be a professional and go in there and, you know, do his interviews. And then a day later or 2 days from the draft, he's practicing. Less than a week later, he's donning a Spurs uniform, having mm-hmm. to perform, you know, on a national stage in summer league against other pros.
Right.
And that's a lot because, you know, that's all a buildup from the college season to, you know, transitioning into NBA workouts and training in preparation for the draft process. And then, you know, that just segues right into summer league and then right into the season. So I credit all the young men, like I said, and their families mm-hmm. that have gone through this process because it's happening extremely fast. Right. In right. Josh's case too, I'll shed light on this. It's, you know, he goes from high school to college to the pros. You mm-hmm. could imagine a high school court is smaller than the college court right. and the 3-point line is further. And then less than a year later, NBA court, which is the biggest court, to the NBA line being further back. So that's a lot for mm-hmm. for any of these young men that have gone through that process. And again, it happens very quickly.
And just as you highlighted too, even when he gets drafted, you know, just what, a couple of days later, he's off to Utah. So, I mean, that,
yeah.
that path is fast and furious. I was at Barclays Center the night that he got drafted, and I was eager to go chat with him. And I knew he was in New York City. I just didn't know he was not at Barclays. So I was mm-hmm. like, oh, okay. So maybe hopefully down the line, I can be able to chat with him and get to know him a little better. You know, by the way, he has great taste in sneakers. I asked him at the summer league. I said, "Hey, what Jordans are those?" He goes, "Oh, these are the Jordan 4s." So he was very proud of that. So,
yeah.
I love that. Love it. Again, just circling back to that. Yeah, he's still, you know, he's still a teenager.
Yeah.
No sneakers.
Yeah,
probably well, likes to play video games.
He's a,
yeah,
he's a Nike athlete officially now. So uh-huh. he'll be wearing more Nikes on the floor as well as some of those exclusive Jordans. So I know it was a natural fit for him. Mm-hmm. You know, as you pointed out, Jeff, in terms of his taste with his footwear.
So he's officially with Nike, huh? How did that go down?
It was just a conversation. A natural thing. And Josh has worn Nikes. He's comfortable in them. And I have a relationship with, the president at Nike, and it was a good fit. So, we'll see what that relationship brings to fruition going forward.
Well, congratulations. I mean, yeah, congratulations on that for you and Josh. You know, well done. Well done, Todd. Well done. Can't wait. I'm a big sneaker guy. I don't have a big collection, but I appreciate, you know, the art of it, you know, the look of it. So can't wait to see Josh trotting out, you know, some really nice looking Nikes next year. Do you think any chances of him getting his own signature shoe down the line?
The Air Primos, we'll see. It's all based on his
Air Primos.
It's all based on his performance on the court. I tell my guys, like, you know, focus on the game, focus on basketball, focus on your development, focus on winning, and the rest takes care of itself, because everybody loves a winner, you know? And that's what it comes down to. You know, that's why they play this game, to, you know, to make the last minute buzzer beating shot, you know, to win a game or to win a championship. And that's where his focus is at. If that, you know, Nike is a major corporation, they have, their signature athletes are the best in this game, from everywhere in the world. And for Josh, if he's going to have that opportunity, it starts with his performance on the court. And that's where our focus is at.
Well, once again, congratulations on that. You heard it here first, everybody, right here on Locked On Spurs. Josh Primo is joining Nike. Expect those awesome, awesome Nikes and running up and down the court next season from the Spurs rookie. You know, we're talking a lot about Josh and everything, and rightfully so. Hey, he is your client. He is first and foremost for you. But I'd like to take a step back and just ask you, you know, life of an agent. You know, you deserve a lot, you know, pat on the back too. You help make dreams come true for a lot of your clients, including Primo. You know, so kudos on that. How is it life as an agent? Does it ever get too hectic? Do you ever sit back and go, like, what did I get myself into? Or do you enjoy the process?
Oh, no, I really love the process. It's obviously consuming. It is my life. I have my own family, and it takes away from, time with my family. But I tell you, what I try to do, I'm very selective as to who I work with. Because once I start working with them, they are family to me. My own children and wife get to know my clients and know what they're about day one, so that they're a part of that journey as well in terms of their development. Mm-hmm. And the day in the life, the beauty about being an agent is I don't know what every day will bring. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have my plans and my schedules and what what certain outcomes I want from my client in terms of, you know, whether it be their contracts or their performance on the court or their endorsements. But, you know, like life, there's curveballs that are thrown, and those are that's what I'm here for, is in terms of a fiduciary, as an advisor and as an agent. I wear a lot of hats. And also as the owner of my agency, you know, there's also a lot of, decisions that I have to make that are unrelated to basketball. They're just related to being a business owner. So for me, I love it, or else I wouldn't be doing it. I think it's a serious responsibility that I have in terms of helping my clients and their families' dreams come true. Mm-hmm. My clients also have an opportunity to create generational wealth for not just themselves, but obviously, their lineage going forward. And, I'm an educator, is one of the hats that I have to wear in terms of teaching them things ahead of time so that they get the outcomes they want, which will help them maximize not just their earning potential in terms of contracts, but also maximizing opportunities to set them up for their life after their playing careers are over. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that you wait until you're closer to the end. Those are, as Coach Wooden used to say, just brick by brick. Right. You know, we have to lay that foundation now, and I need to help educate my clients so that they're empowered during their career, so that they, like I said, they're set after their career, mm-hmm. and not just them, but their families or future families, because obviously a lot of my guys are not married or don't have children. Sure. So it's, I have to, you know, in some ways not talk to those things, but specifically, but help them lay the groundwork. So when that time does come, they're set for life. So,
right.
And their families are set for life. So that's the joy that I get in this business. Yeah. It's exciting doing the contracts or seeing them win championships, mm-hmm. but them winning really in their careers is really comes down to that. And that's where I get most of my gratification in this business, is seeing them happy.
Well, you're doing a bang up job, you know, Josh, and the rest of your clients are in in great hands with you. You're helping them and guide them, you know, doing the best for them. And yeah, you know, I mean, could not think of a perfect person to have on Josh's side than you, Todd. And first of all, I want to thank you just for taking time out of your busy schedule to hop on Locked On Spurs, allowing the Spurs fans that are listening in right now to get a chance to get to know Josh, you know, on and off the court better. You know, the Nike thing, I'll tell you right now, that's going to be great. You know, a lot of Spurs fans, you know, are big sneaker guys, so and women. And to see Josh running up and down the court with some Air Primos, hopefully down the road.
Oh, no.
That'd be awesome.
Down the road, that'd be great, Jeff. Trust me, it'll be great for all of us.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure having a conversation, and it's always about my clients and me being able to shed light on, you know, the Spurs fans and really the NBA or any of the listeners on who Josh Primo is. But I think it's just the tip of the iceberg that I touched on in terms of how high I think of this young man and his potential in this league. And I'm excited for fans and everyone to just get to know him, not just now, but just watch him grow as a young person to an adult in this league. And that's the most exciting part. So, again, I appreciate you for having me on, and I look forward to doing it again. I look forward to you, obviously, spending time with Josh in the near future.
Absolutely. He is Todd Ramasar, the agent for Spurs, Josh Primo. Make sure to go visit the website, livesportsagency.com. Once again, Todd, thank you for coming on Locked On Spurs. I appreciate you, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate you. So for Mr. Todd Ramasar, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.